Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso 1, Levels of Participation, Part 1. When we participate in a nonprofit organization or an activity of our interest outside of our job or profession, there are 5 levels of participation. Number 1, fan or supporter. Number 2, nobody. Number 3, somebody. Number 4, conduit. And number 5, bodhisattva. Let me explain these terms one by one. The first level is being a fan. This is when you're a supporter, just like when you go to a football or a baseball game. You buy a ticket, watch and cheer for your favorite team. Nothing more, and no one asks you for anything else. Sometimes you may buy a t-shirt or a cap to show your support. With a nonprofit or a volunteer organization, as a fan, you'd go there once a year. For example, you'd go to the temple once a year to make offerings, or if you pick some flower buds for good luck, you'll put some money in the donation box. Being a fan is an important state because it shows our interest in a certain place, a certain association, temple, or church, and our support depends on time, place, our feelings, in our pocketbook. As a fan, there's no one controlling us, and there is no need to register. However, eventually the volunteer organization needs our name, home address, and email address, so they can contact us later to ask for more realistic support, physically or financially. Thus, there are also levels in being a fan. For example, I'm a fan of the Red Cross, and I send my contributions almost annually. Every year I get donation requests by mail from various volunteer organizations, and I send them checks of about $25, $35, or $50, etc. They're small amounts, but they show my support. Some overseas hospitals also need donations, and as a fan, I send them a small check. But there's no obligation or need to go to their locations, which are far away. They don't need to know us or how we support them, as long as we send them a small amount to show our approval of their work. If you're a fan of YouTube or Facebook, sometimes after reading, listening, or watching something interesting, you click like to show your support. There's no commitment at all. Therefore, this level is called zero, showing that you don't need to do anything. The second level of participation is when we participate in an organization and we are nobody. What does it mean to be nobody? It means that now we don't show our support just once a year, but rather we participate more frequently. For example, we go there weekly or 4 to 5 times per month, usually when there's an event or celebration, such as a Kuan Yin festival. Then you may come to help in the kitchen, cook, sweep the floor, sweep the temple grounds, or if you go to church, they need a lot of security guards, for instance. If you're needed to distribute flowers, you may be given a basket of flowers to distribute to people who attend the celebration. After doing such volunteer work 2 to 3 times, we could disappear and nobody would say anything or even notice. We are nobody in this case. Nobody means there's no need for people to know our names. People who work with us would know us, and we would give our phone numbers to them in case they would want to call. But sometimes they don't bother to call, and we are free to be a supporter in our own way. We're no longer a fan because we pick a temple, a church, or an association to frequent more often instead of going to other places because we feel that other places are the same. We have no commitment in this case. We work whenever we want and have time. Our contribution is good and fun, and we enjoy the place because there are familiar faces, and we can meet some nice new people. Sometimes we also get to eat good food, feel welcome, and have a sense of warmth. When we are there, people may not know who we are, but everyone smiles, shows friendliness and warmness toward us, and we have the opportunity to talk with a lot of people. This is the nobody level 1. They don't know us, but we feel very warm and welcome. and we enjoy listening to all kinds of stories. We hear stories about the abbot, the association leader, or the pastor of the church, etc. Sometimes we get to talk to these leaders, but they don't remember us or know much about us and our families. That is the difference between the nobody level and the fan level. We've devoted our time to come to work, and of course, we can give some financial support as well. If more money is needed, we can perhaps donate more, but there is still no obligation. Now, our interest will go from one thing to another in that we will always accept any task that needs to be done. These tasks can be small or big and may involve physical labor or flower arranging and decorating, for example. Nobody knows our name, but we can do a very good job. For instance, during the annual mandala of the Compassionate Service Society, there are many volunteers working behind the scenes. Because they come to help once a year, from the state of nobody, they become the state of committed nobody. Committed nobody means we show up at the right time at the right month every year. For example, during the annual mandala, we would certainly show up, but very often we show up monthly for a certain celebration, such as the Ulambana festival, Buddha's birthday, or a mandala ceremony. Another example is the monthly mandala program, and like other times, we are nobody. We don't need anyone to know us, such as the abbot, the group leader, or the priest. They know our name, but they don't feel that we are important. Whether or not we come, the ceremony goes on. We are only a committed nobody, somebody who comes to help. At the supporting level, we go there maybe once a year, but at the committed nobody level, we participate more frequently. There are many committed nobody members in CSS because there are classes and we do something like teaching or being a student. In a way, you are both a fan and a supporter when you come to learn, but you become a nobody as a student. When you get committed to a class, you become a committed nobody, who in turn helps the organization. If CSS or ITC classes have no students, then we fail. Teachers need students. Even though they don't have to pay when they come, they are committed students. Committed means being determined to spend time engaged with an association. Therefore, a committed nobody is a very special state in our participation in the association. To sum up, there are five levels of participation in a club. First is the zero level, which we don't count. This is called fan. Next is the nobody level, which is the first level we're talking about. This is participation with an organization. But if we don't do anything and we're still just a supporter, it's still okay. But if we want to evolve in our support and in our level of participation, which means that we participate in the activities of the society, then we have a scale to move forward step by step. Today, I've only talked about the first step, which is nobody. This is the step when we do everything that we're asked and our volunteer level moves from inspiration, time and availability, to developing more interest in our work. We'll talk more about this level today and we'll continue this topic tomorrow. Wishing you a peaceful, beautiful, and awakening day.